Okay, which brings me to a handout that you all have. It's called Which Player Are You? Let's pull that up because that's perfect for that, and then we're going to pull up Melita. Because of what Terry just said, that handout, may I borrow yours? Thank you so much. We use this a lot. I use it a lot with you guys. We put it in a lot of our newsletters. We put it out there a lot in just communication to you all. It's not necessarily for your customers, but you can kind of segue it into a customer thing. When it comes to these last 7 weeks, we're all in the final four, children. We are all in the final four. We're in the Super Bowl. We are in the finish line. And so everybody has to decide which player they're going to be. And there's different types of players on y'all's teams. There's people in college towns, Lexington is a great example, who just happen to live there. And because they live there, they are in a championship city that has a championship ball team. Okay? So they have bragging rights. I live in the city where the University of Kentucky, like, lives, okay? And the ball players live. All right, then there's the people who just buy the stuff. They buy the T-shirts. They buy, you know, they buy the stuff that supports the team. All right? Those people are your 225s on your all's team. There's the people who just order 225 every few months. Or maybe they're the customer who just buys a mascara. So they get to be part of the Mary Kay journey. Then there's the fans who catch a few games a year. Now, this is your team member who will occasionally come to meeting and probably has 10 or 12 customers, okay? Or maybe this is the customer out there who, you know, uses 5 products or 7 products or whatever, all right? Then there's the season ticket holders. These are the people who buy roll-up bags, okay? These are your people on your team who order every month. These people are serious, and they come to everything. Then there's the players. You guys are the players. You guys are the players. Actually, y'all are the starting team. All right? And then your customers that are players are your hostesses. And so when it comes to the final end of the year, you're rallying everybody. And Karen Bruner is not here on this particular retreat, but I just want to honor her because she does the best job, I think. Karen Bruner, are you in the room? I forgot you were coming this morning. Well, I'm glad I didn't know you were in the room. So then, anyway. Let's appreciate Karen Bruner. Thank you, Natalie. You could have just let me tell stories about her, and then I could honestly say it. Karen does the best job of anybody I've ever seen in this whole business with honoring her customer base for her success. Every year she's done National Court of Sales, she would take that brochure with her to all of her appointments all year long. Now, I get one of these rings. Which one do you think I should choose? Because your purchase is helping me earn this ring. That's giving success back to the people it belongs to. And then at the end of the year, making sure that there is a letter that goes out to your customers saying, hey, and see guys, this is affecting all of you. I ranked, fill in the blank, number 10 in Linda's national area, number 100 in Linda's national area. She has 5,500 people. I'm number 100 because of you. Because of your love of our company, your love of our product, because you supported me all year long, I got this award. That's how those Facebook posts need to sound as they're hitting social media this time of the year, giving the glory of your success and your ranking back to the people. If you and so Karen just does an excellent job with this and then takes her rings to her classes and lets the hostess wear them and just really engaging your people in the fact that they've done it. And if you all went to New Washington, Indiana today, after 33 years, and you ask those kids, which they aren't kids, they're in their 50s now, but if you ask those kids, do you know who Linda Tupin is, they will say, I made her what she is today. Why do they say that? Because I gave them that glory. And so it is your customers and your team. Now, yeah, we can sit here and say, when you throw her a challenge and she doesn't do it, you just move on. But she's still part of the team. She just moves to the paraphernalia category. Does that make sense? So everybody gets to be part of the team, but here's what we have to learn to do today. We have to learn to set healthy boundaries so that we're not chasing, our good energy is not chasing bad energy. We're not wasting our good energy on something that's not going to happen just because we're desperate. That's why we have a 150-person wedding list, so that we don't get desperate. Nothing is more unmotivating, uninspiring than desperate people. And when you're desperate, the people around you know you're desperate. So when you come from a place of abundance, it's like, I want to be part of what she's doing, instead of, oh my God, here she comes again. And that's all in you. All right. Are y'all ready to hear from Alita today? Are y'all ready to hear from Alita today? Are we ready? Now, we're going to do some fun pictures at break, and we're planning a fun picture after lunch. And remember when he stood in the window, and when he raised his arm like this, what did the audience do? Marshall. Oh, we are going to say,
we are American.
All right. Now, we need to do that with a lot more enthusiasm than we just currently demonstrated. So, as we bring up Melita Daly,
we are
Mary Kay. Thank you. Yay! Woo!
There are a lot of morning people here, aren't you? I'm not necessarily a morning person, but I am this morning for you guys. How about that? All right. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to all those of you who over the last few hours have said, I loved your story. But I want everyone to realize everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. And I was sharing with Curtis earlier, I said, you know, many people feel that those who have achieved a Cadillac or those who have achieved a bar pin or those who have achieved something higher in the company had less drama. But I will tell you from conversations and experience with people who are very successful in this business, many of them had incredible drama. Different drama, but incredible drama. It's not what life gives you, it's how you handle what life gives you equals where you go with this company. And so I believe in Mary Kay, there is a recipe for success. And I want to share with you guys, thank you, the recipe for success that has done well by me over the past 20 years. And so there are three areas in this recipe you want to become awesome. And those are, one, emotional management. Two, time management. Three, money management. So let's talk about the emotional management, because I think that is huge for women. I always say to ladies in our unit, I said, you know, we are a business that deals with PMS on a daily basis. Because if one girl doesn't have it, somebody else does. Today, we could be loving our business, loving our husband, and everything in life, and by tomorrow morning, we hate everything, and nothing changed. You know, how many of you have ever gotten in a car on a way to a trip by yourself, and you're so excited, and then you start listening to the radio, especially if you love country, and by the time you arrive at your destination, your life stinks, your husband's a dirty dog, and you're thinking about the person that you might have been with, right? And you went from here to here, and nothing changed except the mileage on the car, but what we had up here. So emotional management is big. And, you know, emotional management can go from the little things to the big things to the big things to the small things. You know, it can be something devastating, sickness in your family, a loss of a parent, a loss of a loved one, personal health issues. It could be something that happens in your community, just like Marshall. You know, the whole town was devastated. And there was dissension about how you handled that devastation. You know, is it right to come back and use that crisis as a reason to become successful? And here's the deal. It is okay. It is okay to come back from whatever is hitting you and use it as your mission and your purpose. But you know, Mary Kay, it's not always about the big stuff. Sometimes it's the little stuff, a cancellation, a hostess postponement, a superstar team member that doesn't take off like you think that she should. So the question is, how do you handle that? You see, those are the little things that we don't even think about but totally get us off our game. I want to share with you my first 6 months in Mary Kay when I decided to give it a try again. I came back with a mission, I signed my beauty agreement, and said to my director, you realize the only reason I'm signing this is because I am going to become a director with Mary Kay. If you feel for any reason that you do not think I have what it takes to become a director, please let me know because I will not be filling out my agreement today. So she looked at me like, oh yeah, you can do it. I'm like, okay. So I went to the hair salon that day and a girl walked in and she signed up. Well, we had a conversation. I said, I'm getting my hair done. I'll meet you this evening. She signed up. The next 2 days, next day I signed two. Three, in my first 24 hours, I'm a rock star. I'm conquering the world. This thing will be like this, right? And then I had a couple more ladies come on board. And then for the next 4 months, I recruited seven people in a row who did not order, sent back their starter kit, did not come to orientation. So now I'm in the beginning of December. The first three are now becoming inactive. I have recruited 12 and I'm falling out of my red jacket. Anybody ever been there? Okay. Now what do you do? See, you have a decision to make right there. You're either powerful or you're pitiful. That's it. Well, see, I get ticked off and I get mad. Because here's what was happening. My director found out she was moving, and she was in her office cleaning out. If you've ever been in a director's office who has lots of stuff, she was the director who had lots of stuff. In fact, 20 years of stuff. And she was cleaning out note cards and old papers and that type of thing. And she was I was in her office talking to her, and she threw out this certificate. And it was a certificate that probably had come around maybe in the 70s or 80s. But it was a 10-class week or a 10-party week, and it had Mary Kay's picture on it. And she threw it out. Now, it was a blank one. It was blank where she could sign it and give it to somebody. And she threw it out. And I'm like, what? Don't throw that out. That still looks good. She goes, oh, I don't have anybody in my unit would do that. Well, I could do it if I wanted to. She said, Malia, you're not going to do 10 parties in a week. I could if I want to. So, you know, what do I do? She got a phone call. She left. I stole the certificate out of her trash basket. And I thought, I will show her. And I booked 10 parties the week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. See, it was y'all go, wow, I didn't know that was supposed to be hard. See, you all get this stuff in your head. No one knew that was, see, why'd y'all go, oh, December's a fabulous month, right? If you think it is, amazing things can happen in December. Well, out of that 10 party week, seven held, I recruited five. All five people on the day, because we had to mail everything in or overnight things in. And so on the very last day, they all started with some level of inventory, brought me cash. That day I went around collecting all the orders, doing all the orders on those long fold-out order forms we used to have to do with a calculator and a pencil, how many of you remember? Okay, and gave me cash. And that month, in December of 1994, I went on Target for my car. Now, here's the cool part. December of 1994,